Allah لا إله إلا الله والله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد.
الله أكبر ولله Oh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا وسبحان الله العظيم وبحمده الكريم بكرة وعسيلا لا إله إلا الله ولا لو الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله وعده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا الصلاة جامعة الصلاة جامعة الصلاة جامعة سنة عيد الفطر رحمكم الله الصلاة لا إله إلا الله.
جماعة المسلمين, we need to make space for the brothers at the back and those who are still coming in. So again, if we can just close ranks, arms length from the Saf in front of you, and then just straighten your Safs again, heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder. Except for the small one, shoulder touching elbow. Straighten your safs. Inna Allah la yanduru ila saf al a'waj. Allah doesn't look at the crooked saf. And then once everybody's ready at the back, if I can just have an indication, and then we can proceed bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Stow. Close all the gaps. Can I have an indication at the back? Right, we can proceed.
Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا وسبحان الله العظيم وبحمده الكريم بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر 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 عدد ما صام صائم وأفطر الله أكبر عدد ما ذكر الله ذاكر وكبر الله أكبر عدد ما حمد الله حامد وشكر الله أكبر ما سطع فجر ما سطع فجر الإسلام وأسفر الله أكبر ما أقبل شهر الصيام وأدبر الله أكبر ما فرح الصائم بتمام صيامه واستبشر الله أكبر عدد ما تاب تائب واستغفر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله
صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه سلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، تقبل الله طاعتكم، وكل عام وأنتم بخير. نسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يهل هلال هذا العيد علينا وعلى المسلمين بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام والتوفيق لما يحبه ويرضى. نسأل الله العظيم ونحن في هذا اليوم المبارك أن ينصر أهل غزة على عدوهم، ويثبت إخواننا المرابطين في فلسطين عامة وفي المسجد الأقصى خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا في الصهاينة يوما أسود، فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم يا رب زلزل الأرض تحت أقدامهم، واقذف الرعب في قلوبهم، وانصر مصر حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعده إلى رحاب المسلمين، وطهره من الصهاينة الغاصبين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. يا أيها المسلمون، This is the day of Eid. This is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He instructs us in the Holy Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. That you might complete the duration. Alhamdulillah, this year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the full course. He gave us the full period, the full training. لعلكم تتقون. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, in order that you might become mindful and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you might place that wiqaya between ourselves and everything that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهِ. And to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we came to the masjid saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allah is greater than everyone and everything. Allah is greater than everyone and everything. Allah is greater than everyone and everything. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Allah is greater than everyone and everything, and all praise and thanks is due solely to Allah. Allah is greater than America and its supporters and its allies, greater than the Zionist state and its criminal war cabinet, greater than the United Nations and the useless Security Council. Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than everyone and everything. So we came here to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to praise Him and thank Him. عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That we might praise Him and thank Him for having guided us to this, to that which He has guided us, this deen of Islam. For had we not been Muslimin, we wouldn't have fasted. Had we not been Muslimin, we wouldn't have stood for Salat al-Taraweeh. Had we not been Muslimin, we wouldn't have been spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we thank Him and we praise Him. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha min ni'ma. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favor of Islam, and enough favor it is for us. In other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to take everything else away and we still had Islam, we still had Iman, we would have that which is enough for us to experience eternal bliss in Jannat al-Firdaus in the hereafter. May Allah make us of its inhabitants. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Something that we haven't maybe come to fully comprehend, but the people of Gaza, like al-Najm al-Thaqib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the piercing star in the darkness of space. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ And by the heaven and the knocking star. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ What do you know of the knocking star? The knocking star is the neutron star. As it is described in the Quran, the cosmologists, the astronomers have found a star out in space called the neutron star. It's called a pulsar. It rotates on its axis 700 times per second. And it gives off a ray of light from both of its poles, north and south pole, a piercing light into the darkness of space. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it, An-Najm al-Thaqib, the piercing star. For if we look at the condition of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are in a period of darkness, a period of weakness, a period of humiliation. نَحْنُ فِي الْمَرْحَلَةِ الْغُثَائِيَةِ We're in the foamy stage, the stage of foam, where we have become nothing like foam. We've become like nothing but foam. And the Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, يُوشِكُ أَن تَتَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأُمَمُ كَمَا تَتَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَى قَسْعَتِهَا قِيلَ أَوَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أنتم يومئذ كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل ينزع الله الرعب من قلوب أعدائكم ويلقي في قلوبكم الوهن قال وما الوهن يا رسول الله فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت He said صلى الله عليه وسلم there's going to come a time يوشكو أي قربة أي دنا أي كادة Otherwise, it's like it's about to happen. And he said that 1400 years ago. Remember, he said, "Bu'istu ana wa sa'atu kahatain." I and the hour have been sent like these two fingers. I and the hour, the last hour, have been sent like these two fingers. How close are we to that hour now, Jamaat Muslim? And he said, there is going to come a time when the nations of this world will prey on you, P-R-E-Y, like the eaters at a feast of one plate of food. The Sahaba asked, is it because of our small numbers on that day? He said, no, you'll be many. Ummah to milliarain. Today we are an ummah of more than 2 billion. 57 Muslim countries. 57 dawla islamiyya. La yastati'oon an yudkhilu ala ghazzata wala battaniya. As Sheikh Mahmoud Hassanat Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said in one of his khutab, 57 Muslim countries, yet we cannot enter one blanket into Gaza. We cannot enter one bottle of water into Gaza. We cannot enter one loaf of bread into Gaza without the permission of the savage, brutal, genocidal, murderous Zionist entity. What humiliation is that? And Allah will remove the fear of you from the hearts of your enemies. And he will put into your hearts wahan. Sahaba asked, what is wahan, O Messenger of Allah? And what did he say? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. This is the darkness that we are living in. This is the state of heedlessness and carelessness that we are living in. Living with wahan in our hearts. The love of the dunya, the love of paisa, The love of money, khelt, wusela, miran, the love of material possessions, and the fear and the hatred of death. But in this darkness that the Ummah finds itself enveloped in, there is a piercing star. And it is like that An-Najm al-Thaqib, it is like that At-Tariq, and Taraqa literally means to knock. Because the people of Gaza are knocking on our door. Knocking on the doors of our hearts to wake up. Afiqu, istayqidu, ushu, wake up. And I start with myself. The people of Gaza are shining their light of true faith, of true certainty, of true trust that they've put in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are the ones that are actually truly free. And we are all still occupied. May we become free like the people of Gaza. No attachment to the dunya and no fear for death. I was listening to a sister in the week on a podcast. Her name is Ahad Abu Al-Adwan. She is from Gaza, but she is living in the UK at the moment. And she was so worried about her family. And then eventually she got the phone call that her uncle, with his entire family, to use her expression, rahu. Kulluhum rahu. All of them were martyred. And when she heard this, especially because one of the daughters of her uncle, her first cousin, was somebody she said was like a part of her heart. And when she heard that this cousin had been martyred, she burst out crying. She broke down. And the one that was giving the message from Gaza immediately asked her, Malaki, what is wrong with you? Shiddi halak. Pull yourself together. Kulluna mashari shahada. Said all of us are projects of martyrdom. Every single one of us are projects, mashari ash-shahada. And so yesterday we got the news that the leader of our resistance movement, وَأَتَحَدَّاكُمْ, and I challenge anybody to say that they don't belong to the resistance movement, Sheikh Ismail Haniya, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, got the news that three of his sons and four of his grandchildren had been martyred in an airstrike. Hazim, Amir, and Muhammad in the same car. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their shahada. And he said in a statement that he gave yesterday evening that he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sharaf, for the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted three of his sons and four of his grandchildren and 60 members of his family. I'm just using him as an example. 60 members of his family that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored them with this great favor of shahada, of martyrdom. These are people that understand, Jamaatul Muslimin, what this dunya is all about. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minina anfusuhum wa amwaluhum bi anna lahum al-jannah. They have made the ultimate trade with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their souls and their wealth. And in return, Allah has guaranteed them Jannah. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They fight in the path of Allah. فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. They slay and they are slain. وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ. A promise that Allah has made in the Torah, in the Injil, and in the Quran. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِأَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And who is more fulfilling of his promise than Allah? Who is more fulfilling of their promise than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَاسْتَبِشِرُوا بِبَعِ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ. فَاسْتَبِشِرُوا بِبَعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ. So he says, so take the glad tidings of the trade with which you have traded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Indeed, that is the ultimate success.
اللهم صل وسلم سيد آدم وأني وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين عبادك وأشرف عبادك سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل الصحابة أجمعين.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. يا أيها المسلمون، دخل رجل على أمير المؤمنين علي رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه وأرضاه في صباح يوم عيد الفطر، فوجده يتناول خبزا فيه خشونة، فقال: يا أمير المؤمنين، يوم عيد وخبز خشن؟ فقال سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه: اليوم عيد لمن قبل صيامه وقيامه، وعيد لمن غفر ذنبه وشكر سعيه وقبل عمله. اليوم لنا عيد، وغدا لنا عيد، وكل يوم لا نعصي الله فيه فهو لنا عيد. A man entered on to سيدنا علي كرم الله وجهه رضي الله عنه when he was أمير المؤمنين, and he found سيدنا علي eating a dry piece of hard bread. A dry piece of hard bread. Our brothers and sisters, for the past few months in northern Gaza, have been eating, akramakum Allah, animal fodder, ground into flour, mixed with barley, so dry that they say you just touch it, it disintegrates. There's absolutely no nourishment to it. Bird seed, cheese weed. And there are 2 billion Muslims that can't help them. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Jamaat al-Muslimin, the man asked Sayyidina Ali, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the day of Eid and dry bread? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, today is Eid for the one who's fasting and standing for the night prayer have been accepted. For the one whose sin has been forgiven. For the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted his actions and rewarded. Today is for us an Eid. Tomorrow is for us an Eid. And every day in which we don't disobey Allah is for us an Eid. And Jamaat al-Muslimin, not that this day should be a day of happiness and joy, the gathering of the families, reconciliation if there's been any feuds, sharing, caring, loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, it is that day. It is that day. But Jamaat al-Muslimin, never, ever, and I start with myself, should there be any day, and never ever will there be any real Eid for true celebration until the people of Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, of Bayt Al-Maqdis, have achieved their liberation. Then we will have our real Eid. Then we will have our true celebration. And until then, that is what we have to keep in front of each and every single one of us. Jamaat al-Muslimin, إذا كان يوم العيد وقفت الملائكة على أبواب الطرق. If it is the day of Eid, says our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the angels wait on the paths to the musalla, calling out, ينادون يا معشر المسلمين أخذوا إلى رب كريم يمن بالخير ثم يثيب عليه الجزيل لقد أمرتم بالصيام فصمتم وأمرتم بالقيام فقمتم وأطعتم ربكم فاقبضوا جوائزكم. The angels, they call out, O Muslimun, go forward to your most kindest and generous Lord. He has granted you the favor, meaning the favor of being Muslimin, and by default the favor of fasting and standing in the night prayer, reciting the Holy Quran and everything else we have done in this month of Ramadan. يمن بالخير ثم يزيد ثم يثيب عليه الجزيل, and then he even rewards us for it. He guides us to it, we do it by his tawfiq, by his divine guidance, by his grace, by his mercy, and then he even rewards us for it. لقد أمرتم بالصيام فصمتم, you were told to fast and you fasted, and you were told to stand for the night prayer and you stood, and you obeyed your Lord, now come and get your reward. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the angel to call out, Allah, after you've performed our salah, Allah, inna rabbakum qad ghafara lakum, indeed your Lord has forgiven you all. Farji'u ila rihalikum rashideen, so go back to your homes upright, on the straight path of Allah, having woken up from our state of heedlessness and carelessness, having repented and returned to Allah, and making that resolution that we are not going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is with that Jamaatul Muslimin that we're going to attain the ultimate success. We've attained relative success on this day. But the ultimate success, Jamaatul Muslimin, is when we free ourselves from the love of this world. And when we remove from our hearts this wahan, hubb ad-dunya, and the hatred and the fear of death. Coming back to Sister Ahd Abu al-Adwan, when she received the call about her cousin being martyred in Gaza, and her brother was telling her he was the one who found her. What had happened was the Zionist murderers struck their home with a missile, and the Radam, the Anqad, the rubble came down on this cousin of hers. And when they removed the rubble, they found her with both her fingers, a tahiyat finger and the other finger, standing like this against the wall. And the brother said to her, Uqsimu billahi al-azim, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the mighty, that there was coming from her the smell of musk. And she said, this was the person that used to wake everybody up in the morning for Fajr. This was the person that used to fast in the day and stand for tahajjud in the night. This was the person that used to recite the Quran every day and go and spend whatever extra she had on the poor and the needy. She said, it is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected the best. And as Isra al-Mudallal, another sahafiya, another journalist from Gaza, she said, it says, if Allah has created a Gaza in the sama, a Gaza in the Jannah, where these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with martyrdom, it is like أَنَّهُمْ يَشْتَاقُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ وَرِفَاقِهِمْ وَأَحْبَابِهِمْ. It's like they are looking forward and they are longing for their families and their loved ones to join them. For indeed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبِشِرُونَ بِالَّذِي لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Do not think for one moment that those who have been slain in the path of Allah, that they are dead. Nay, they are alive by Allah being sustained, overjoyed with that which Allah has granted them out of His favor. And they would like to come back to give those who they have left behind, those who are still alive in Gaza, and you and I, they would like to come back to give us the glad tidings. Allah khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. That there is no fear on them concerning that which is awaiting them in the hereafter, because Allah's guaranteed them Jannah. Wa la hum yahzanun, nor are they saddened about anything that they lost or left behind on the dunya, because Allah's replaced it with Jannah. And such a people, wallahi billahi tallahi, you cannot defeat them. A people that say, imma nasru wa imma shahada, wallahi you cannot defeat them. Either victory or martyrdom. Fayuqtal aw yaghlib, fasawfa nu'tihi ajran azima. They are either slain, martyrdom, aw yaghlib, or granted victory. And in both instances, Allah says, we will grant them the greatest reward. This reminds me, Jamaatul Muslimin, of Dr. Brighton, the only survivor in 1854, 1856, round about that time in Afghanistan, with the cream of the British army that was destroyed by the Afghan resistance fighters. They saved the women and the children, but all of the soldiers, all of the men were killed, and only one doctor made it back to Jalalabad, Dr. Brighton. And when they asked him, how was it possible that the cream of the British Empire, the cream of the British army, the empire on which the sun never set, how could they be defeated by these mountainous people in rags? He said, how can you fight a people that see paradise through the barrel of your gun? And these are the people of Gaza. As Omar al-Mukhtar said to Rodolfo Graziani, the butcher of Cyrenaica, who murdered half of the Libyan people. Omar al-Mukhtar, who fought the Italians for more than 50 years. When he was eventually captured, Rodolfo Graziani said to him, get your followers to surrender, to hand in their weapons and to surrender, and we will give you a nice job and a nice salary. He said, Wallahi la nastaslim. He said, by Allah, we'll never surrender. Nantasir aw namut. We'll either have victory or we will have martyrdom. وَسَيَكُونُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تُحَارِبُوا الْجِيلِ الْقَادِمِ وَالْأَجْيَالِ الْقَادِمَةِ. And you're going to have to fight not just this generation, but the next generation and the following generations. وَسَيَكُونُ عُمْرِي أَطْوَلُ مِنْ عُمْرِ شَانِقِي. And he said, and my life will be longer than the life of my hangman, meaning my legacy, the legacy of إِمَّا النَّصْرُ وَإِمَّا الشَّهَادَةُ. Not a legacy which he got from himself, but a legacy that's been left behind for us in the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. Khair al-anam, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. Jamaatul Muslimin, whatever happens, even if there must be a ceasefire today or a ceasefire tomorrow, this issue, this qadiya, can never rest until the lands of historical Palestine, of the Holy Land, and of Masjid al-Aqsa are free. And that Allah has granted us, Allahumma arzuqna salatan fi wa wuhurran aziz. Oh Allah, grant us to pray in Masjid al-Aqsa. And it is liberated and again sanctified. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-mustada'afin fi Gaza. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-mustada'afin fi Gaza. Atfalina ya Rabb. Oh Allah, help our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Allah. Our children, Ya Allah. Our women, our sisters, our mothers, Ya Allah. Our brothers, our fathers, our grandfathers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no one can save them but you, Ya Allah. Nobody can liberate them but you, Ya Allah. Nobody can grant them victory but you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them victory, Ya Allah. Let us be witness to that victory, Ya Allah. Let us be a part of that victory, Ya Allah. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-mujahideen fi Gaza. Allahumma irmi anhum idha ramaw. Wasudd anhum idha rumu. Allahumma alayka bis-sahayna wa man walahum. Fa innahum la yu'jizuna. Allahumma shattit shamlahum. Allahumma farrij jama'ahum. Allahumma la tuhaqqiq lahum ghaya. ولا ترفع لهم راية برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وبكرمك وجودك يا جبار يا قهار يا رب السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر ولله الحمد.